Nearly 3,000 years ago, the ancient Greeks said, hey, we want to honour our god Zeus, we think we've found a way. The first Olympic Games brought athletes in from near and far. The place where they met up, of course, was called Olympia.
All very grand, but
everyone competed naked in the buff without a stitch. They were starkers on the starting line, a nudie on the pitch. But bearing all in public didn't come without a hitch. 'Cause sand and tuskets everywhere, and boy, that's bound to itch. First they held just a sprinting race, but that was over fast. Then more events were added as the years went quickly past, like wrestling, long jump, javelin, and the discus throw, and racing chariots for those who dared to have a go.
Quite impressive, but
everyone competed naked in the buff without a stitch. They were starkers on the starting line, a nudie on the pitch. But bearing all in public didn't come without a hitch. 'Cause sand and dust gets everywhere, and boy, there's bound to itch. While the games were in flow, a special truce was put in place, so city-states who were at war could have some breathing space. And laurel wreaths like medals were awarded to the best. Much easier to wear them on your head than on your chest.
The reason being,
everyone competed naked in the buff without a stitch. They were starkers on the starting line, a nudie on the pitch. But bearing all in public didn't come without a hitch. 'Cause sand and dust gets everywhere, and boy, that's bound to itch.